K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University here on this Saturday night here, March 8th, 2025, here in Kansas City, Missouri. Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, whether that is men's basketball, women's tennis, women's soccer, having their spring ball kickoff here today. We'll get into that as we get along this weekend and into next week and so much more. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for stopping by and giving us a listen here as I record this postcast, a regular season finale happening today in Manhattan, Kansas, the men's basketball team on senior day. And it was definitely the opposite. I kind of feared that going in here. And it definitely, my fears live up to that, there as K-State gets handled in Manhattan against Iowa State there as well. Let's get into this right now here on this podcast. Of course, this will go up tomorrow morning at some point. There, 17 turnovers by this K-State men's basketball team this afternoon there. 73-57, Iowa State cruises in Manhattan against Kansas State men's basketball team there in senior day, which, of course, highlighted by four seniors and highlighted, of course, at the top of the heap, David Gasson. Damn, I mean, I feel really bad for David Gasson. He stuck it out here in a, obviously, we're in an era that I have said this all season long. You can even go back to football season. I've said this so many times, and I'm going to probably end up continuing to tell you guys this. We are in an age now that with the transfer portal, that if you don't go, if anything, if you don't start, whatnot, I say, hey, I'm going to hit the transfer portal, go somewhere else to play. And it still might not happen. We're seeing guys, guys go from college to college. In some situations, yeah, you're to play, and then other times it's going to be the same damn thing. I mean, so, but David Gasson, I feel so bad. Even I wanted to shed a tear or two there for him. He won't get a chance to play in the postseason. That sucks ass for him. He has transformed, obviously. He's one of, again, like I said about the women's core, with the women's basketball team, the core. I don't think we're going to see that again unless you bring in a freshman class that is willing to stay. You get lucky and have them stay, them or him, her, whatever that is. And the fact of the matter is, man, it just, I don't know, man. That's hard, man. That is really hard there. And David Gasson, he could have left. He could have left, decided to test the waters, the NBA waters, or get play in the G League or something, instead of come back here to see this mess, right? We seen it all. I mean, and we'll get to Jerome Tang and what he has to do going forward. Obviously, I read the post game comments and all that. We'll get on into that. I'm sure. I'm hoping to have Alex on over in the Podbean app Monday night, circling that for a lot of the discussion here on both sides of the coin of women between men's and women's basketball there as well. And Jerome Tang getting the blessing of the athletic director Gene Taylor there. He's very fortunate there, as well as this men's basketball team, they're gonna need at least two wins in the Big 12 tournament to avoid Jerome Tang's first ever losing season since taking the reins of Manhattan, Kansas, of this men's basketball team here after they lose to Iowa State 73-57. Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Senior day, the finale, regular season finale for men's basketball, and now you gotta go in the tournament. We'll be lucky if we can get by a game. I don't know. I just don't know. And my confidence in this team has been in the toilet. Ever since, really, they hit that six-game losing streak. And then all of a sudden, oh, damn. Here we go. We're going to make a run for the tournament? Nope. They kid us that with that there. Now, it looks like they're going to be playing They're going to be the 10 seed or the 11 seed going into the Big 12 Championship here in Kansas City next week. Obviously, the women's basketball tournament, Big 12 tournament, is currently, well, on its final chapter. Tomorrow's the championship game, so after that, you're going to get the men's team up here, teams up here to play in Kansas City as well. And I do not see, I honestly don't see them getting back the first round, to be honest with you, unless they could get on that run that they get one, reel off six straight. I just don't know. A lot of teams in this conference are too inconsistent. Houston's up here balling out. Iowa State's too tough. And I still don't know how we beat, to this day, I still don't know how we beat the same Iowa State team in Ames several weeks back. I still baffled by that there. But David Gasson, kudos to you, sir, on a terrific K-State career. And I did see something on, I think, Max or CJ Jones, something like that there as well. But this shooting was really alarming. This shooting absolutely is abysmal. Absolutely abysmal. 2 of 21 from 3-point range. And I think I saw another stat this afternoon. Somebody tweeted out 2 of 21, which I just read. And 3 of 24, something like that. That's not going to cut. That is not going to win any basketball games in the future there. That is just poor-ass shooting by this team there. And 17 turnovers at home in your own crib. Senior day, you want to send out your four people guys out on a high note there. We'll be back after this timeout here on the Purple Project Podcast. This is another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Here to postcast there, K-State losing the regular season finale in Manhattan, Kansas. 73-57, ugly way to go out in the regular season. Eddie Greer here, here as we continue on this postcast here. Ugly-ass numbers here for K-State. Yeah, we're going to get into more of, obviously, Jerome Tang and his basketball team not going to the postseason, not going to the NCAA tournament. That has to be a huge disappointment there for them. The back-to-back years not getting into the NCAA tournament. That has to be topic of discussion there going in the offseason there. I know Coach Shane mentioned something about building this program. Well, yeah, you're going to have to go back to the drawing board there as well. Sorry, my phone is going off because I had to stop the recording for a minute to send a message out to the group. But anyways there, yeah, ugly shooting, turnovers. It's just not going to win you basketball games there. You want to build a program. Yeah, so we'll get into all that. We'll have plenty of time to discuss all of that. K-State. Finishing the Big 12 regular season at a 9-11, 15-16. Yeah, you're going to need two wins. I don't see that happening there. That's my lack of confidence there with his team. There's Iowa State just won it payback and got it here in Manhattan earlier this afternoon. Curtis Jones went off in this game, 24 points, 5 of 15 shooting from the field, 3 of 9, but he got to the free throw too much. Way too much. 11 of 12 from the free throw line. You can't allow somebody to go 12, get to the line that much. Half of his points right there from the line. Can't do that. Joshua Jefferson added 14 for Iowa State, who shot 47% from the field. K-State, ugly 37% shooting from the field. 9%. That is ugly ass number. As well, I'm calling what it is. That's ugly. Very ugly. Shooting 9% from the field. Excuse me. 9% from downtown. Mm-mm. This is not going to cut it there in this game. There, Gasson, right? I highlighted him, led the team. He's done this pretty much for majority of the season. There's been a couple of games that he's was not opposite. Well, he was there, but not playing his best. But he's been Mr. Consistent, really. If there were at least two players that have been on top of their game, David Gasson definitely rises above to all the rest. I'm sorry, 19 points for Gasson on senior day, 8 out of 10 from the field. He was 3 of 5 from the line there. 7 rebounds for Gasson. McDaniel, Doug McDaniel had 14 points there, and only two guys in double digits. That two guys in double digits there in this game there. Barely nothing from Coleman, injured Coleman Hawkins. He just go ahead and shut that down. You need to go ahead and shut that down. I appreciate what you're doing there. You gotta shut it down. Especially, you're gonna give. I appreciate that, but again, the flip side, you're playing what I saw Mikelas tweeted yesterday or the day before yesterday that he was playing with a broken tibia. Oof, that's painful as it is. That sounds painful. The stats are painful. This game was painful enough. Yeah, shut it down right there. So there you go on that there. Brendan Housen. Let me see. Yeah, Max Jones played quite a bit in this ballgame. Brendan Housen. He's been kind of an afterthought here since getting off to that hot start. Let's just call it what it is. Only Housen, 4 points, and I thought he'd be much of a factor in Big 12 play. That has not risen to the occasion whatsoever for this team as they lose. Iowa State comes into Manhattan, gets their revenge. We upset them in Ames early in the year. Kind of one of the more dumbfounded games of the year there as well. Kind of one of my mind-blowing things, like, what the hell happened there with K-State there? K-State was a different team in the middle of the season, and then it just plummeled back to earth right there as well. So let me see here. Yeah, Gasson's going to be definitely missed there. David Castillo. They're not giving him plenty of minutes there. I even mentioned him. Hey, that's your future right there. Or at least part of it anyways there. If you want to build a program, I clamored you guys to play him a little more. I know from what I've heard from other guys, other podcasts that are much more closer to the team, that his shooting sucks because they're leaving him open and Castillo's not hitting the shots or whatever it is. There's a lot of issues. A lot of issues with this team. I'm sorry. I'm just being honest. Am I being honest with this team? So again, we're gonna be. It's gonna be a honest conversation with this men's basketball team, given the fact that Jerome Tang threatens maybe not the right word, but almost left for Arkansas with due to the NIL money. And let me say, they didn't produce a damn thing this year, and now you got to go back. Go travel up here, probably this one game, and that's it, one and done. Probably with this team. That's the confidence level right now, and I just don't know what's going to happen next year with this team, given the fact that will McDaniel come back? I have no idea. Given the fact the relationship started out really shaking, all that other stuff. I wanted to say another word, but I'm not going to say that right now. I wanted to say another word, but I did not want to say that right now. But given the fact that a shaky ground, common ground with Jerome Tang and all that, having to miss a game because of not listening to the coaching staff, whatnot, and the team not listening to the coaches, it's just an absolute mess right now with this team, 15-16 right now. And I don't think you can have, honestly, look, I have enjoyed Jerome Tang being the head coach of the K-State men's basketball team. But look, everyone, you want to be in the NCAA, you want to be part of that big dance. And for the second year in a row, you're not going to be part of that. Yeah, it's automatic to be in the Big 12 tournament because, hey, you still got to play those games and whatnot. And I don't think they're going to go on this miraculous run and win the Big 12 title, because if you do that, you automatically get into the dance. And this team ain't definitely good enough for that. Hell no. they got a lot of work to do. They got a lot to clean up within between now and next basketball season. That's what the task at hand with this basketball team. So K-State, at least they'll have one more game. They'll probably be done after this week, this coming week, the Big 12 tournament. Iowa State puts it on K-State there. A lot of calamity errors for K-State at home, where you should be protecting your home court. There's just a lot of issues, a lot of holes, ship sinking, and you have till now, well, after the Big 12 championship game, what the hell I'm talking about, but the first round of the Big 12 championship game, of the championship tournament, excuse me, I keep saying that, of the tournament, and then, until what, the season starts in what, early November or whatever, late October, something like that, of this year, so a lot of issues. Do you shake up the coaching staff, whatnot, which probably needs to happen there as well. So I can go on and on, but we ain't got time for that. So, but we got to enjoy at least one more game of K-State basketball before we can finally say, thank goodness that the basketball season, men's basketball season, at least the men's basketball season is over. We still got the K-State women's basketball NCAA tournament there as well. And I want to get into something that Jasmine said, that she said on the end of her podcast there. I want to touch on that, but we're going to put a pin on this episode of the Purple Project podcast. All things K-State sports, Kansas State, men's basketball, losing, falling on their face again. On senior day, the final game for David Gasson and three others there as they lose on senior day in Manhattan, Kansas to Iowa State. Iowa State comes right back to Manhattan, Kansas and put it on K-State there, 73-57. K-State, 15-16. Ugly-ass record, 9-11 in Big 12 play. That's a wrap on that. Thank goodness for that. And now get this one game over with, and we can look forward to jump right back into baseball, baby. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get where our podcast from our friend available daily when I have a chance to record K-State content. Don't forget about our channel over our Podbean app. I'll talk to Alex here this weekend to make sure he's in on Monday. Bring him back in. There's going to be a lot to discuss. Ooh. Bobby Knapp, Greer 380's podcast. Greer 380's podcast. Yeah. It's nighttime. Yeah, it's daylight savings. And time to go to sleep. And we're almost that time to put the men's basketball season to sleep, too, with one game in Kansas City. K-State gets embarrassed yet again at home to Iowa State in this regular season finale. Alex Saint, Eddie Greer, time to wrap this thing up. This has been another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Go Cats.